freedom of movement for free people. The issue of immigration is boiling hot in America. Every potential presidential candidate has an opinion and, if necessary, will find another one if he thinks he can get a few more Latino votes. But ultimately, too many politicians are locked into U.S. fear and hatred of Mexicans, so the issue is in a stalemate. It is ironic that most Americans are the children or grandchildren of immigrants. So why the opposition? In a way, that's not a fair question. For Americans aren't opposed to all immigration. If people are from England, Ireland, Germany, or Canada, their comings and goings raise little dust. But Mexico? Not Mexico. Why? Because Mexico is seen as a non-white nation, because their primary language is Spanish, and because they threaten America's mad Aryan dream of whiteness. Period. For this, to quiet these uneasy demons, the U.S. government has raided and removed more Mexicans than almost any modern-day administration. The late great writer James Baldwin wrote years ago, "This world is white no longer, and it will never be white again." He might have said the same thing about America. Whenever any American politician speaks today, they speak of free trade. It doesn't matter which corporate party he or she is a member of. The people here in Mexico and in the U.S. should raise a new demand: free travel. We should demand an end to this great deportation machine. Free travel is a human right. Indeed, our brothers and sisters in Mexico have made precisely this demand by saying, "Libre tránsito a personas migrantes, sus familias y comunidades a través de la eliminación de visas o la implementación de una visa transmigrante latinoamericana," or free transit for migrants, their families, and communities by eliminating visa requirements or implementing a transit visa system for Latin American migrants on Mexican territory. That's one of the demands of Acción Migrante. For more information, contact accionmigrante.org or accionmigrante.org. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.